Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Friday Special, a podcast by Guitar Nerds. Now for 2020, the Friday Special series will be running every week, and each week I'll have a new guest from the world of guitars, amplification, effects pedals, that sort of thing. And we'll have brands, we'll have producers, we'll have musicians. So hooray, because for 2020 you're going to get double the Guitar Nerds content, and it's not to do with Matt, Mark, or Jay, it's all to do with me. And speaking of me, I'm your host, Joe Branton, and this week I'm joined by Thomas Nielsen from Cream Tea Pickups. Thomas, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Yes, very good. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming on this, which is the first episode of the Friday Special for 2020. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Ah, yes, wonderful, and it's actually great to start with something so interesting, really, because of course Cream Tea Pickups are a pickup company, and you've been around for quite a bit. I think the first time I was seeing the first time I saw Cream Tea stuff was, I guess, back in 2011, around then. I don't know when you started doing things, but I think 2011, that was a real remarkable time for me, because I think Premier Guitars did something with you around then at NAMM. Am I right?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yes.
But I started way before that. Because I've been working with Billy Gibbons now for over two decades. We are actually entering the third decade now. So,
yeah, so, wow.
So it started a couple of years before 2011, yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, that is. I guess that's a for listeners. If you're not familiar with Cream Tea Pickups, then essentially they've Thomas has wound pickups for Billy Gibbons, for Keith Richards, for Jeff Beck, for Derek Trucks, and for loads of others, which is quite an impressive resume for to have one non-major pickup brand making pickups for all those massive names. And I guess that's, part of that is to do with the really unique method of winding pickups that you have.
Yeah, first of all, I've been working as a guitar luthier, and in the beginning of the 90s, I was making these acoustic special pickups for acoustic instruments, and actually I made pickups for Russian bass balalaikas and whatnot. So,
all right.
But either way, so I got some guitars because I started a new band, and I bought some really expensive guitars from the States. I will not mention name, but they were really... It's really famous guitars. It was from the custom shop brands department and everything. And so when I got these guitars, it's like, hello, what is this? What's going on? So because I grew up listening to Cream, Yardbirds, Old Fleetwood Mac with Peter Green, Moving Sidewalks with Billy Gibbons, the band he had before ZZ Top, and just listen to all these great guitar tones you had back then. It's like, what's going on? What happened down the road here? So I pick out my old tools, and I thought, I think I can make these guitars sound better. So I just did that, and I thought I had something really good going on. And in my head, it sounded good, but then everyone knows my head doesn't sound... The definition of the sound in my head doesn't need to be the same with other people. So I just pick up my phone and I call a good friend of mine, Elwood Francis, who's been guitar teching for Steve Vai when Steve Vai played with Frank Zappa back at that time. And he has a good resume with artists. But I knew Elwood were working with Billy Gibbons at that time. So I gave him a call and I just asked, hey, I made some crazy stuff. We don't want to use the bleep words there, but some crazy stuff. So he said, yeah, come on, come down and bring a guitar and an app and let's check it out. So I just wanted to have some feedback if you know, regarding if I'm onto something, if this sounds good. I was not aiming for anything else. That was the whole thing. I just want to do my exam with these people and get some kind of feedback. And Elwood, he plugged in the guitar before the ZZ Top gig, and he played the guitar for 45 minutes, 1 hour, and he couldn't stop playing. And he just said, well, Billy has to know about this. And I said, well, okay. Okay, can I bring the guitar and amp to Billy? Yeah, sure. And after the gig, he said that Billy had to meet you and he has to try this out, which we did. We wrote the guitar and the amp up to his dressing room, and he played it for about 30 minutes. And I said, hey, I want 4-5 sets of this next week. And but then again, it's like, what's going on now? What's going on now? I just want some feedback. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm so not in that position.
This is before you were even set up or registered as Cream Tea Pickups.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So maybe because all these artists have artist relation people in the big companies going backstage and show these artists all the products. I learned that down the road after spending a lot of years backstage and after show stuff and being at these gigs with Billy and Jeff Beck, Steve Miller, and all these people. I saw how it really works backstage when you have all these artist relation employee people from the big companies. They're coming with new product. But I didn't do that. I was in a completely different position. And I just... looked that weird way on Billy and said, what are you talking about? You want 4-5 sets? You're making these, aren't you? Yeah, but okay, give me 5 sets. I want to buy them. I want to buy 5 sets.
And that's said, amazing.
Okay, so I went back to my basement. I didn't have a shop. I didn't have anything. I didn't have anything, but I was thinking about a name because the Cream Tea name, Billy has asked me this a lot of times as well, but the Cream Tea name is, first of all, the Cream, the band Cream. I love that band back in the days.
Yes, absolutely. I've
been a big fan. And the tea is for my name because you have DiMarcio pickups, you have Seaman Duncan pickups, you have everyone use their name as a brand or the pickups or guitar brands or whatnot. But how bleep stupid with the sound Thomas Nielsen pickups, it's like, no, it doesn't sound, it doesn't ring good in my ear. So I didn't want to go down that road. So I thought, well, I have the Cream, and I used the T for Thomas and pickups, and then I thought top of the Cream thing as well, you have this really good tone. So that's why I ended up buying Cream Tea pickups until I moved to the UK. And
I was going to say, obviously it rings true.
And then all
of
a sudden I'm on the road and I see all these small signs, Cream Teas. It's like, what?
I had assumed it was something to do with actual English cream tea, but this is so much better. I love that you accidentally fell on it.
One mistake going into another one, but it's a good one.
and Cream, an absolutely fantastic band to be the inspiration behind the name as well. Certainly, if you want to talk about a band that pioneered, big, thick, soupy tones, then absolutely. As a bass player myself, Jack Bruce will always be very, very you know, close to my heart as a bass player, and the main reason that I absolutely love Gibson SG basses. So an excellent choice, Thomas. I think that was that was cracking. So you kind of, I guess you started at the top. So before you've even, before this company even really exists, when you're still making pickups in the basement, you're already building five sets of pickups for one of the most important guitar players in the world. And I guess how did the company grow from there? I guess having Billy Gibbons as almost your poster boy for your brand, even before it's a brand, that's what's allowed other big famous players to get involved with you?
Yeah, it was actually really weird. I didn't expect this outcome at all, to be honest. If someone told me these things for 30, 35 years, years ago, I would ask, what are you drinking? because I think everything were so unexpected. It was my goal to do this stuff. It was more accidental things that happened, situation-based things.
Right.
But a lot of people, when I talk to people, I actually met Richard Peterson. We can go back to it, but Richard Peterson was the music leader of the Mick Fleet with Peter Green gig in London Palladium.
Right.
And he's playing keys and I were the organizer of the whole music, musical leader in the band there. And he asked me a lot of questions, and he actually, we talked about it, and he was really interested in the whole thing about me and how it started out. And I told him that it's really accidental and situation-based, because I didn't expect this to be happening at all. But Billy Gibbons has been my cornerstone since the beginning. And he actually, Richard Peterson told me, how did you dare to go to the top? You know, Thomas, if you get a no and if it sounds like bleep, the fall height will be so high. you have a couple of miles to fall down if it doesn't work. So he actually thought I was really brave. But then I told Richard Peterson again, okay, but if you want the real answer, you had to go to the top and you have to prepare for a big fall. But if it works out, it works out.
Which it luckily did for you. Well, not luckily. It obviously did, because the product was so good. But yeah, I mean, absolutely. I can't. What a completely unique origin story to a brand. And then I guess you know, from there, you obviously went on to work with loads of other people, and have continued to work with Billy Gibbons, and you've made different types of pickups for Billy Gibbons
We have done crazy stuff. Actually, I was looking at the other day, I made some pickup for his purple Telecaster. I was there's some videos on YouTube about it regarding, I think it was 2013, and I made his banger signature pickup with a red tape with a gray top blade. And
that's did you send that to Crimson Guitars? Did Crimson Guitars get a set?
Think so. But I modified one pickup for Billy, and I put purple LED light in the pickup. So, because the Telecaster is purple, so I see when I start the show, you see Billy walk on stage because the stage is completely black, and you see this purple six LED lights from the pickup is lighting up. So we have done some crazy things as well, because Billy is, as you know, you have seen all his videos and his crazy guitars. We are up to do some fun and do something for show. But that is part of the fun in this thing that me and Billy have done all these years.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Billy is my cornerstone. He has always been there. And to be honest, it's because of him that I met all these other artists. And and actually, I just realized a couple of weeks ago when we were in London that actually turned out to be his lost nephew in the shadow.
Oh, right.
but it's good. It's good.
Well, one of the other people that you've made pickups for, I guess, is Keith Richards, and those pickups were then also used by Billy Gibbons. They're a very, very unique. That would be the Banger and Mash, right?
Yeah.
That is right. I've got that one.
And now we're coming back to the UK thing again.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually didn't know that that I didn't know about the Banger Mash dish until everyone told me. But yeah, So me and Billy, of course, we were doing a lot of stuff. And Billy know Keith Richards very good. They are close friends. And Rolling Stones were going to have a gig in Oslo that 1 year. And Billy asked me to, hey, we should make some cool gift for my friends. And so I had a plan, and I told Billy, I drew something, some ideas on a piece of paper. I sent it to him on an email, and he was really keen to make this happen. So I worked about 3-4 days, day and night, 24/7, to make this happen before the gig on Monday. But all of a sudden, I got a call on Saturday before Monday from the Rolling Stones camp. And I was invited to come down to the venue on Saturday before Monday. And then I just had to work even harder because I was working against the clock to make the boxes, the pickups with the engraving on the cover with Keith Richard and the artwork with Ronnie Wood and everything. So I went down to the gig on Saturday because they were doing a rehearsal on Saturday before Monday. And I brought these boxes and a piece of letter from me and Billy and presented this gift from Billy. It was, to me, it was more from Billy to these guys than it was from me to these guys. But anyway, so... And they, Keith and Ronnie just loved it, and the guitar tech Pierre of Keith Richard, I was in talk with him, and they saw what I was capable of doing. And Pierre asked me, hey, Thomas, are you interested in making a very special pickup for us? We have been trying to have this pickup made for years, and everyone has said no, they have turned us down.
It is such an interesting, strange pickup as well.
No, it's not, but it's a combination.
It's exactly.
All about the combination is...
The combination is unusual.
Yeah, it's not a big secret. It's only two Telecaster neck pickup put into one humbucker. That is the whole thing. But you have to create the pickup size because on a neck pickup bobbin or a Telecaster neck pickup, it doesn't fit on a base plate of a humbucker. So you have to resize the whole coils of the Telecaster neck pickup to able to fit it on a humbucker base plate, which it is. So it was a bit of work, but I told the guys, okay, give me 24 hours. I will do it. I went back to my some kind of shop that I had. I worked the whole night, made a pickup, made a prototype, went down on Sunday morning. Here you are. And I was just, wow, okay, let's put it in. So they took out the Gloria Telecaster and we put a neck pickup in there. And it was actually talked about in the Rolling Stone gear book that came out the year after or something.
Oh, that's amazing. That's fantastic. I didn't realize it was in there. That's really cool. And then did you then modify this same pickup for Billy Gibbons? Is that right?
Of course, when this happened, I thought, hey, my good friend Mr. Gibbons, he need one as well. So I didn't tell Billy about it. I just made a couple of bridge pickups because he loved to use the bridge position. So I made a couple of special pickups of the Banger and Mash in the bridge voiced combination and sent it to him. And yeah, he's been using it. That is the pickup. If you see the new ZZ Top documentary or on Netflix, he's playing his red sink and ship Telecaster, the pickup and that guitar is the Banger and Mash that I made for him back in the days, yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. And we should talk about the process as well behind the pickups that you make, which has which is rather unusual.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. First of all, I just have to say this on official basis. I have never, since I've been in this business and regarding all my work with all these people, I'm flattered and humble and I'm very, very great.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
To have been learning, teaching a lot down the road with this very famous artist and all everything. But my most important thing is you have a lot of pickup builders out there. You have the big names, you have the smaller ones, you have the middle ones. And to be honest with you, I love all these pickup builders. They make pickups in a different way than I do. But I just respect the way they're doing it. I'm not saying that these people are doing it wrong. So when people ask me what I'm doing, I'm making the pickups slightly different compared to the other ones. But that doesn't mean that everyone should buy and get my pickups instead of the other ones, because you have to choose, you have to go and look for other stuff as well.
So that's very selfless of you to put.
No. It's fair. We need to stop in this business to talk shit about each other. That is not healthy. We are grown up, we are adult, but we have to respect that people do stuff in their own way. And to me, I have huge respect for that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, that's a great thing to point out, nonetheless.
Yeah. So, but back to the question. I was on a slip here, but when I wind up pickups, first of all, no, my pickups are put on a big machine where you wind 5 to 10 coils at a time, and the wire is going static from left to right, like these machines doing. I'm actually sitting with a magnifying glasses on top of that, and I look on how I put the wire on the coil on each and every turn.
That's such an extreme amount of work. When you say that, I'm like, I have no idea how you made 5 sets for Billy Gibbons within a short space of time.
No, it's not a problem. One coil, coil of a humbucker has around 5,300 turns. But I actually look and I have set up my winding station with proper lightning. You need to have proper lightning so you can see the 0.06 millimeter thick wire. So I actually can see each and every turn when the winding machine is going really fast. So I'm able to steer and put the wire and decide what kind of winding pattern I want on that coil to create that sound. Because the thing is, after doing this on a scientific based, where you measure machines, using machines, we can go back to the pickup Oracle machine that I have built. But regarding all this scientific measurement type of tools you have, you have the scientific results in what kind of decibel in certain hertz and stuff like that. And that is about the signal go from point A to point B. Simple. Right. That's a pickup construction. It's from point A to point B. But you have to think about that signal from point A to B has a long road and a long path to travel, because that signal is traveling through the wire on the coil. So if you have a very steady winding pattern, the signal will go in a steady way all the time. So regarding all these pickups that actually people say, oh, it sounds great. And the people who made them said, oh, it was a big mistake. It actually should have been in the bin. And people are taking them out, like some other famous guitar player went to this factory and he was asking, why are these pickups in the bin? No, they are just mistake. And that guy, he picked them up, put in the guitars, and he has never, his guitar has never sounded that good. So the reason for that is the winding pattern and how the wire are put on the coil in a specific way. That is the 90% of how the pickup sounds.
Right, of course. Yeah. Now, you touched upon it a little bit there before, but the Oracle pickup scanner, which is a machine that you had built, which sounds very magical, and it's allowed you to do some it's allowed you to create 100% replicas of legendary guitar pickups.
We are going back to my friend Mr. Gibbons, Billy F. Gibbons again, because he told me what he was trying to achieve regarding his famous 1959 Les Paul that has been used on every ZZ Top or record. And he were trying to replicate that specific sound that guitar has. And he told me how he was trying to do it. And then he put me up to this idea, let's do this 100% clinical way where we are actually able to be getting all the detail readings we need to actually be able to recreate 100% clone pickups of the original ones. So that was Billy who started me thinking about the whole thing. And after 2 years, me and a friend of mine, electric engineer, we were coming up with this machine, and we tried it for a couple of times, and it happened to turn out really, really well. So it's a very simple procedure. But the thing it does is read all the details about the frequency and all the details in a lot of different frequencies from point A to point B. So I get all the readings that will tell me how fast the signal is going through the coils. So I get the reading so I can see how fast it goes, and I can see what kind of winding pattern and how the wire is put on the coil. And that gave me all the details and the readings I need to be able to replicate and clone and make 100% exactly the same sounding pickup.
Now that is outrageous, because, you know, by introducing that, for a start, that's not something that anyone's done before. Now, certainly there are signature pickup sets released, and, you know, if you were to buy a signature model by any particular artist, they're going to at the very least have the same stock pickups that player uses. But what you're opening up now is that anyone that I could purchase a pair of pickups that are a 100% replica of pickups in the guitars of, you know, of my favorite players.
What I did, I did a scan, a reading and a recording. This will come out later at some point. We are in the middle of working it out, but it will come out. This is a really famous guitar. And the owner of that guitar invited me to his house here in the UK. I went down to him and looked at the guitar. I did the readings, the scanner, everything. I went back to my house here in the UK, because I obviously have moved from Norway into UK. So I'm living here on a permanent basis. So all the pickups are made in UK now and not in Norway. So we just have to clarify that.
Right.
So anyway, so after 1 week, he came up to my house in here in the UK, and he brought his original one, and I had replica collector choice Gibson Les Paul, which Gibson did a run of his original guitar. So I put the prototype number one in that one. When this guy came in, he gave me his original one. And he was standing his back against me. And I was playing one specific riff on his one, the original one. And I unplugged it, put my collector's choice, which is a copy with a prototype in. I played exactly the same riff. And I asked the guy, which one was the last one I played? Oh, that has to be the original beep one.
That's amazing. So he was completely wrong in a blind test with his own guitar that he is very well known for.
Yeah, we did a video recording of it. We did audio recording, and because he was playing his original one and the prototype, and we are listening, and we are A-B. Everyone, even I, have tried to find something in the audio that will tell me that these two guitars sound different, but I can't tell. You can't tell.
That's amazing. That's what I can't wait to see that video. That's great. That's really awesome. Go on, you go.
And therefore, I told Billy about this, that I'm taking this machine out on the road, because I don't want to sit and create or design new pickup models, design with an iPhone built in or whatnot. So I told Billy, hey, let's do this now. And me and Billy, we agree upon that I will go to a secret location in Houston, Texas, and he will bring out his famous 1959 Les Paul Sunburst that he's really famous for, and that guitar is most talked about guitar in the guitar history from many, many years. So me in a three-piece suit, wearing white gloves and everything, and just me and Mr. Gibbons in a secret location. Billy took a lot of photos. We have photos of it. We have video of it. We have everything is documented. Everything. I just have to say, everything is documented. So right. There's no doubt or whatsoever. And so I did that one, and me and Billy will launch this pickup, which are 100% clone pickups of his one. This has never been done before.
That is amazing.
So people will actually have the opportunity to get them, and the name of the pickups will be Whisker Bucker. Yeah,
yeah, the Whisker Bucker, which is a fantastic. A fantastic name for that product. I'm very, very excited to see the Whisker Bucker when it comes out. I think this is the Oracle pickup scanner and this whole new method, I think it opens so many doors. It's such a revolution for the pickup world. I'm really excited to see where it goes. Here's a question though. If you are now in the UK rather than Norway, didn't your pickups used to use Norwegian wood on them?
Are you still doing that? yeah, of course. But there's a lot of pickups. I get a lot of questions from people now because now I've been open to public more than I have been before. Since I moved over to UK, because I've been working with Lenny Kravitz, Craig Ross, now I was invited down to London regarding the Mick Fleetwood, Peter Green tribute show. So I was down there 1 week with Billy on the rehearsal, and met a great lot of great musicians that attended there as well. And the Whisker Bucker got a lot of attention between the musicians down at the rehearsal. So that was actually cool as well. So
that's amazing. I would love to see a load more of this sort of thing come out in the future, like complete replicas of all those guitarists.
Yeah, and if people out there have their really, really jewel of a guitar they are so afraid to bring out, or and they just want to have that same sound in another guitar they are not that afraid of, let's get in touch and we can make it happen, and we can scan, record, analyze it, and we can make 100% clone of your favorite pickups in your favorite guitar that you're so afraid of. That is not a problem.
That is amazing that that's open for the public, because that's something that a lot of people will have, an absolute favorite guitar with a favorite tone, and we're now giving you the option of, you know, completely replicating that pickup tone and putting it in something that Obviously, you need to put it in a guitar that's going to have very, very similar tonal qualities, but means you can put it in something that's, you know, maybe a touch more reliable. So, you know, moving from something that's vintage to maybe something that's a, you know, a custom shop or a modern build of that same guitar. I mean, the fact that you can do that, and you can do that with any type of pickup.
We are actually in talk now. We are thinking about doing the Rory Gallagher Strat as well.
Oh, really? Oh, that's amazing. You've done a Strat before. You've done a Strat already, right? You did a JB...
That is not a scan thing. It's
right,
not
of course.
One clone. This is just something I made for Jeff Beck back in the days. And So he put that into Strat. I made a Telecaster picker for his Esquire that he used for the Train Kept Rolling song and some other stuff. So that is something we talked about and voiced and delivered it from. So there's only a few guitars I have scanned. The one I previously told you about that will come out later. And of course, Billy Gibbons' famous 1950.
Amazing.
Paul. So.
I'll be really interested to see how that range expands over the next few years, because I think it will be fantastic. And I guess talking also about you know, now being over here in the UK, I guess one of the most important guitar names in the UK is Patrick Eggle.
Yeah.
And so it's no surprise that since you've come here, you've now teamed up with Patrick Eggle as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We have something good going on there, and he just received his first batch of pickers for his for another run of guitars, and we're looking into do some more stuff in a specific way. So it's a good, great collaboration that just started between me and Patrick Eggle.
So that would be the Patrick James Eggle models. Yeah. Now 50% of those are going to feature cream tea pickups, which is great. Because of course, over here, Patrick Eggle is also the designer behind the relaunch of Shergold guitars for us in the UK, which we on the Guitar Nerds podcast we're big fans of. Now at the moment, obviously they come with Seymour Duncan, so I'll be very interested to see what happens with those in the future. Because it seems like cream tea pickups are making absolute waves, and very much we're at a point where you're launching this new Oracle machine. You're now here in the UK, and you're partnered up with Sound Effects, who are a fantastic distributor in the UK of kind of loads of our favourite stuff on Guitar Nerd. So, I think this is going to be very, very exciting. But we are pretty much at time for this week's episode of the Friday special, and it's been absolutely brilliant to have you on, Thomas. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's been great. What a fantastic first episode of the Friday special, listener, for you as well. There's nothing better to get excited about than something super geeky. And what is more super geeky than a virtually scanned pickup for your favorite classic players? Also, I really appreciate the amount of massive names that have been dropped in this week's episode. So, thank you.
You are welcome to come up and visit as well. And let's put your name on the wall as well.
you definitely don't want that. But you can, of course, catch more Guitar Nerds over on our Patreon at patreon.com/guitar nerds, or you can join us on any of the major social platforms at Guitar Nerds. Join us on Facebook, on the Facebook forum, on facebook.com/groups/guitar nerds forum. We'll be back next week with our regular episode on Wednesday and another Friday special on Friday, and we'll catch you then for more of this guitar nerdery. Farewell.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.